This is The Pulse, stories at the heart of health, science, and innovation. I'm Maiken Scott. I recently went to an event in Philadelphia where medical students and doctors talked very openly about mental health challenges they experience on the job. Now, I've covered mental health for many years, and it was surprising to see that level of honesty coming from professionals known for their ability to handle almost anything. Long work days, delivering terrible news, losing patients. And this evening I attended was part of a nationwide series of events to prevent physician suicide. Burnout and poor mental health are big problems in this profession, and many experts say they begin in med school. There is a growing push to change the no sleep, be tough, keep pushing on attitude that's long been associated with the training, Dori Buscarin reports.
Just over a year ago, John and Michelle Deal joined what they say is a club nobody wants to be a part of, parents who have lost their children.
I was literally not able to walk through the grocery store. I couldn't do it because I would see his favorite foods.
Their son Kevin was a medical student at A.T. Stills University in rural Missouri, with big brown eyes and dark hair. Looking at family photos, he's hanging out on the beach or playing an upright bass with his younger sister. His father, John, remembers how Kevin would train for marathons on a treadmill in the basement.
He was very, very resourceful. There was a point in time in his first 2 years where he was having difficulty with some of the testing. So he sliced open all of his books. I still have them downstairs. And he fed them through the scanner, and he let his computer read them back to him. And that did it.
His father says Kevin struggled with depression throughout his time in medical school, but thought that getting therapy would come up when he applied for jobs later. His parents pleaded with him to seek counseling, which he did, out of town, under a fake name, paying cash.
We didn't know what we were looking at, right? But when we talked to one of his friends, his very close classmates, he told us that he had talked to Kevin in the third year. And he said, "Kevin, I think you're having a mania." And he said, "You know why I didn't say anything? Because about 20 to 30% of our kids in our class were doing the same thing."
Kevin Deal took his own life just weeks before graduation. He was 26. 300 to 400 physicians die by suicide in the U.S. every year, according to the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. Medical schools aren't required to report suicides among their students, so it's hard to know how often this happens. But on the campus of St. Louis University's School of Medicine, not too far away from where Deal grew up, people are trying to see if there's a better way to do this. The best example for how it works might be the jam band in the medical school's basement. The six members of the band call themselves the Palpations, which guitarist Tony Zunica explains is a medical pun that stuck.
We were doing anatomy, and during clinical anatomy, you're often told to palpate this and palpate that and try and find these nerves and these veins and so on and so forth.
St. Louis U has spent 8 years trying to cut back on rates of student depression and anxiety, which they measure every year as a kind of barometer for how they're doing. The school got rid of letter grades for first and second year classes, meaning you either pass or fail. And the content covered in those classes is scaled down about 10%, meaning that students actually have free time. Hyun Lee, who hopes to become a cardiothoracic surgeon, is the band's drummer, and he says band practices are a welcome release.
You know, I come into med school with the mentality of I'm just going to study 24/7 for 4 years. I'm just going to pretend like my life is over and just do it. But, you know, that's not possible. You know, you just need a place where you can go and do something other than palpating people, I guess.
Vincent Lee, who also plays guitar, says knowing how to balance classwork and the band is simply practice for life as a doctor.
And when I get out there, I want to be a doctor, but I also want to have a life. I want to have a family. So making time for my hobbies and things that I love and not letting go of those is really important to me.
Other students say they spend the extra time volunteering, hanging out with friends, or just doing basic things like going to the grocery store and getting their hair cut. Here's why St. Louis U felt they had to do this. 8 years ago, administrators measured the rates of depression and anxiety among their students for the first time. More than a quarter of students reported moderate to severe symptoms of depression after their first year of med school. 57% reported symptoms of anxiety.
I felt like I'd been kicked in the stomach. I was so shocked.
Dr. Stuart Slavin, the Associate Dean of Curriculum, says he was blown away.
And there was a sense of personal responsibility. We had evidence that when students started here, they looked like the general public. So as Associate Dean for Curriculum, it was like, you know, we are doing this to them, right? And I'm kind of responsible.
In addition to having more free time, every student takes a seminar in mental well-being and resilience taught by Dr. Slavin. Anatomy, the course where first years dissect a human cadaver, is no longer the first class they ever take. In the meantime, Slavin says, average scores on board exams have actually increased from 222 to 229, although the national average has also gone up.
People think that by backing off, our medical students aren't going to be as well prepared. There's evidence that they're actually better prepared despite, you know, making life easier for them.
And maybe the biggest difference is that students say they're encouraged to seek out help, like Catherine Hu, a third year student.
Anything medical just bears that weight of I'm going to be helping someone, and if I don't know what I'm doing, I could be hurting them, or I could be inadvertently causing harm to other people around me.
During her first year in St. Louis, Hu says she struggled with anxiety and the feeling that she didn't measure up. So she started meeting with Dr. Slavin regularly and keeping a journal of three positive things that happened every day.
It could be really anything from, I got to talk to my sister today on the phone, or I saw a really cool movie today, and it's actually kind of nice. It's kind of like a condensed diary, so when you flip through the ones that you've written before, you can say like, oh yeah, I did have a really good week that week.
After that first year, Hu says things are easier now. She's not sure what specialty she wants to go into yet, but she's excited for the future.
If you take care of yourself and establish these good habits early, you'll be more successful as a physician, and you'll be more successful to take care of patients.
By St. Louis U's most recent count, just 4% of students had symptoms of depression after their first year of classes. That's about a fifth of where they were before the curriculum changes. But these efforts aren't always popular. Dr. Stephen Ray Mitchell is the dean of students at Georgetown University in Washington, D.C., one of the most competitive medical schools in the country. He says some professors scoffed at the idea of going to pass-fail classes.
I was actually in favor of it, but people of my generation would say, oh, wait a minute, you can't do that because it will unfairly handicap the student when they're competing for residencies.
Then, a group of second-year medical students started to lobby administrators, saying this really makes a difference.
They would sit down with the people who opposed them and say, help me understand what it is that you don't like about it.
When the board voted again, the decision was unanimous. Following St. Louis University's cue, Georgetown has also started taking assessments of their students' mental health. And they're not alone. A petition calling for the professional associations for American medical colleges and residency programs to track student and physician suicides and to enact policies to prevent them now has about 75,000 supporters, including Kevin Deal's parents. They say efforts like this make them hopeful that what happened to their son can be prevented for others. But there's a long road ahead.
There are others out there who could be going through this, and we want to make sure that we make them aware that there are things you should look out for, and for people who's had this happen to them, that it's, they're not alone, you know.
For The Pulse, I'm Dari Bouscarin.